the new world on the move. We shape the life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, my name is Stephen Knight, and you listen to the Stephen Knight Show. We're back. Sorry about that. What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on the OTM Radio. As always, I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Now, tonight we welcome Chef and owner of CEO Catering, Chef E.O. Quinn. Then we're chatting it up with R&B soul singer Lyric. And then finally, in Stephen's playlist, we'll be playing a newly released duet between the late, great Whitney Houston and the very talented R. Kelly. As always, we want you to be part of the discussion, so call them with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. There's a link on our Facebook. You can join us in chat as well. But first, Ms. Parker, I know you're probably tired from your vacation. How are you doing?
I am. I think I'm only going to be able to make it through
the first part.
Entertainment, yeah, because I am worn out. But it was great. I just came back from Puerto Rico, got back in around midnight, and had an entire day of traveling due to, the weather and delays and things like that. So definitely
so
had a good trip. And like it's been forever since I've been on the show, and I miss you guys.
I know. We miss you too. What are you doing in Puerto Rico?
Went out there for a birthday. One of my friends and two other girls celebrated their birthday. We rented out a condo. It was about eight of us. We went to the beach. We ate a lot. We did some shopping, some partying. So it was fun. It was short, but fun.
Yeah. Well, I saw pictures on Facebook. Like, you had a great time. So, but definitely welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Adam Patika, what's going on?
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Michelle. Long time no see, stranger.
I know. I've been in my MIA, but I'm back.
Coming back from another vacation, we see.
Yes, unfortunately.
How was your weekend, TK?
My weekend was very, very busy. I've been busy since last week. I've been on a constant run. So, happy to be here. Have some great things in store. I guess I start off by last week, Tuesday, I went to the sneak peek premiere of Sinister, which is a new horror movie that will be out maybe in the next couple of weeks. And I actually had a chance to talk to the director, Scott Derrickson. He's just the creator of the Paranormal series as well. And the movie was excellent. And having the director there to explain his artistic vision made it even greater. Both movies that I saw, Sinister and I also saw Looper, both had the same formula in common. The movies were layered with three different plots. And that made the art of those movies even greater. So
okay.
I highly suggest those two movies, Sinister and Looper. Looper actually being produced by Gordon, what's his name, Adam? I always forget his name.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He actually produced Looper, so he's actually dipping his feet in the producer pool, and I'm not mad at him because he came out with a great piece of art. Hopefully we can get him to produce some of the new Batman series, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
You see anything, Adam?
Yeah, I also saw Looper, and I thought that was a really good movie. And I'll try to explain the best I can, just kind of an overview of what the plot is. It's basically the in the future, these criminal organizations are sending people they want to get rid of 30 years in the past to be killed off. So it's like a little time travel aspect. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays the guy who killed these people, so a hitman of sorts. And everything turns around once they send him, his future self, back to shoot himself. So there's a big twist, you know, and of course his future self runs off and then the movie changes. The movie's really good, like TJ said. There's a lot of direction you can take, you know, make sure you watch it. And you know, you're going to have questions throughout it, but they answer everything because it can get a little confusing at time. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt did a great job looking and acting like Bruce Willis. He had the same mannerisms. When you watch the movie, you'll see he doesn't look like he normally does. He doesn't look like he does in Batman, definitely. He's going to have a lot of the similar things of Bruce Willis, especially like his nose and things like that. It was a great movie, though. I mean, you know, a lot of action, a lot of suspense, you know, throughout the whole thing. So highly recommend it. Absolutely.
What's coming up?
Well, Adam,
we got,
what are you looking forward to?
Well, we got Taken 2 comes out this week.
What?
Sorry?
Sorry. That was my little happy sound.
You can't go wrong with Liam Neeson.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong with Liam Neeson.
No,
yeah,
exactly.
He's awesome.
Played in Turkey, so it should be Istanbul, so it should be a cool little location action movie too. Besides that, Argo, the Ben Affleck one, where they're trying to get the hostages out of Iran, comes out in a couple weeks, and that looks really good.
Adam, have you seen the previews for the new movie Life of Pi?
Which one?
It's called Life of Pi.
No, I haven't seen that. Is it a good one?
I can't tell what it is, but I'm just going to say from the cinematography of it all, it looks like it's going to be dynamic. It looks like it's really big budget, and it looks like it's going to be excellent. The premise is basically a young guy, he's shipwrecked, and he's on a life raft. Well, not a raft, it's a little lifeboat. But he's trapped on the lifeboat with a tiger, a full-grown tiger.
Oh.
And they actually make it to a desert island, and I guess it's going to be the story of how they have to depend on each other for survival and how they form a bond. But the cinematography in it is wonderful. Like, when you see it on the screen, it makes you open your mouth. That's how great it is. So hopefully the story lives up to the visual effects of it all.
Yeah, I'm going to check out the trailer then after this.
Yeah, check that one out.
Perfect, perfect. And then, you know, I got to mention Flight, the Denzel Washington movie comes out, but that's in November. But that one I'm looking forward to also.
Yeah, Denzel Washington's in that. John Goodman's in that as well. That's going to be a good
one.
All right. Well, sounds like a lot of good things coming up, movie industry turning around. We, as always, would thank you guys for calling in and giving us your movie reviews. Well, thank you. Have a good night, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Ron, what's going on, man?
Hey, Mr. Knight, Ms. Parker, welcome back, Ms.
Parker. What's going on? Thank you,
man,
thank you.
You're welcome. I saw your pictures, man. Y'all looking good. Looking nice. Uh-huh.
Thank you. I'm about to post some more.
Stretch
that on the beach.
You look, I'm like, wow, I need a vacation myself, man. You made it look very nice, so thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Man, y'all, the sports, man, it's been crazy these, like, past 2 weeks, man. There's been a lot going on. First off, I want to send our prayers to the Indianapolis Colts head coach Chuck Pagano. I might be saying it wrong. Pagano. He's undergoing cancer treatment for leukemia.
Oh, wow.
So prayers are going out to him and his family and to the whole Colts nation. So I hope that all worked out well for him. Let's see. Yo, the Falcons, man, they had me worried. And, gosh, did y'all watch the game yesterday?
No, but I heard it was
traveling.
Really tough.
Ms. Parker, it was crazy. I'm telling you.
I heard it was a good game.
It was great. Cam Newton, all he had to do was get it. It was just go 2 yards for the first down, and the game would have been over. The Panthers would have won. He gets 1 yard and then fumbles the football. The Falcons get the ball back. They end up having to Panthers kick the ball to the Falcons. The Falcons have it at the 1 yard line, which means that they have to go 99 yards to score. Matt Ryan throws this like 40-yard throw to Roddy White. Roddy White catches it. The rest is history. They get the field goal. The Falcons win. It was oh my gosh, it was great.
Wow.
So
wild game.
4-0. The Falcons are 4-0, y'all. Congratulations.
They play with y'all.
They're not playing.
I'm telling you.
They are not playing. But guess what?
Let's not give them all praise. We have some
clues
as referees the last few weeks. But
good luck, Falcons.
Definitely.
Right. So the Falcons
I went
are
to the game a couple of weeks ago, dude. It was the longest
four.
Game ever.
Yeah. Well, you know, so far, so good. But as long as the Saints are losing and the Falcons are winning, it's good for the Falcons, definitely.
Aaron, talk about what was going on with the referees, because the replacements were getting so much flack. Like I was seeing pictures on Instagram where they had the referees saying, you know, they were saying other calls for other sports outside of football, basically saying they didn't know what they were doing. They were being referred to a Foot Locker employee, saying Foot Locker wants their employees back. So what happened with all that?
I like them, man. I mean, people are getting mad at them. I like the
how could you possibly like them? What are you talking about?
They were cool with me. I liked them. I mean, it wasn't my team that lost. I like the Packers.
Getting those stupid calls and winning, love
happy.
Them.
Go ahead, Packers. Yeah, you all lost. I was thrilled. So. But okay, was it the wrong call? Yeah. I mean, it was obvious that it was an interception.
Right.
Huh?
I said it was blatant, right.
it was pretty blatant. But, you know, old boy Golden Tate did for the Seahawks. He had his hand up in there. He had his little peaky finger or something up in there trying to grab the ball. But, yeah, it was an interception. Yeah, it was. It was. But yeah, I actually thought that they were right. I thought that they were cool. So
well, you
sorry that
the
they're
one,
gone.
But the only ones that thought they were cool.
The only one, okay.
I thought they were cool, man. Really, the reason why I thought that they were cool was because they made for great TV. I'm telling you, people wanted to watch just to see what was going to mess up next. Like, what bad call, what are they going to call next? I mean, I was just waiting. Like,
you still entertained, huh?
My popcorn, my cookies. I was ready. I was ready. It was comedy. It was Comedy Central, man. It was great TV. So, but it's gone. It's gone. No more great TV.
Mm-hmm.
Also wanted just to mention the Baltimore Orioles have earned their first ever playoff berth in 15 years.
Wow.
Yes, the Baltimore Orioles have made the playoffs first time in 15 years.
Wow.
So congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles. Man, that is a long time.
Long time.
Yes, their fans are very patient. And I'm sure they're probably taking shots right
their
now.
Their fans are
probably
taking
shots. 15
years worth.
All right.
Yeah, they're
probably out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, they are happy, y'all. And also to the, I want to send a shout out to the Washington Nationals. They too have made the playoffs for the first time
okay.
since the franchise moved from Montreal to Washington D.C. So.
Okay.
So
DMV
the whole,
coming up.
Yeah, the whole DMV's coming up in baseball, man. Baltimore, D.C., the whole Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, baseball, I'm telling you. Hey, they might both make the World Series, and that would be interesting. A Baltimore-Washington series would be hot. Also want to shout out to West Virginia. They won their first Big 12 conference game against Baylor. It was the most points ever scored in a Big 12 game. Let's see. And West Virginia also had the school record for the most yards with 807 yards.
Okay.
And,
okay.
yeah, it was just crazy. It was like 70 to 63, I believe was the score, 70 to 62, 70 to 63. It was a lot of points. It was like a basketball game score. It was a lot of points. So shout out to my Mountaineers. Oh, Redskins fans, yo, man. I don't know if y'all saw that game either, but that was a close game. We had a 21-3 lead at one time in the game.
Mm.
We played Tampa Bay, and we ended up being actually down in the game, and we came back and won. Robert Griffin III, he took us down to field goal range with the in like the last minute of the game. And Billy Cundiff, remember his name, Billy Cundiff. He was the kicker that missed the field goal that should have taken the Baltimore Ravens to the Super Bowl last year. I don't know if
mm-hmm.
you remember that kick, and he missed it. He like totally missed
mm-hmm.
it. It was yeah. against the Patriots. Well, he's not with the Ravens anymore. He's with the Redskins. And he missed his first three field goals of the game yesterday.
Can't catch a break.
Can't catch it. I mean, the brother, I'm like, really, dude? Maybe kick is not your thing. You know, maybe you need to get into something else. Kicking might not be quite the thing. So, but he made up for it. He missed the first three, but made the last one when it counted.
He made the one that counted.
Won the game. Yep.
All right.
He made the one that counted. I'm telling you, if he'd have missed that one, he would have been catching his own flight home. He would not be catching a fight with the team. No. I'm telling you, he don't even come to work, man. Just go ahead, turn in your cleats, turn in your jersey, just like, hey, I'm good. Mail my check or deposit into my account. I'm good. Have a good life. I'm good.
I wouldn't.
But he, like I said, kicked the field goal, made it. The team won, and all is well in the world.
All right.
And Tiger Woods cannot catch a break right now. Ryder Cup. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, that goes without saying. So I'm not even going to go there no more.
What's going on with Tiger now?
Tiger was
not playing good.
Of course, Stephen. Of course, Stephen.
Oh, he's not playing well.
I'll let you do. I was watching. I just saw.
No, Stephen, go ahead, man.
Yeah. I just thought he's struggling out there. He's struggling.
Yeah. He was part of the Ryder Cup, which is pretty much like teams from like all over the world, like different,
uh-huh.
like each country has like a team, and it's like two guys versus two guys. I really don't know much about it. All I know is that Tiger lost, and
right.
you know, yeah, Tiger lost.
That's all you know, huh?
That's all I know.
Tiger lost.
And the U.S. lost, and that's all that I know is that they didn't win. So Tiger is not back. I don't think Tiger will ever be back to the Tiger that we all know. It's kind of like the Whitney Houston, you know, Whitney peaked, and then she kind of dropped down. She's still a great singer, but, you know, she was never quite that Whitney bodyguard. I will always love you, hitting them notes. She wasn't quite there, but she could still hang with the best of them. Well, Tiger's one of those guys now that he can still hang with the best of them, but I don't think he's going to be.
He's not the phenomenon anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I think that ship has sailed and sunk and is probably down at the bottom of the ocean. It ain't coming back.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and as always, A-Rock. Oh, my bad.
Hey.
I was saying, tell them where they can follow you on Twitter.
I'm still at that A12012 crap, which I'm going to change. I haven't done it yet. But it's A, letter A, number one, underscore, TWENTY, the number one, and the number two. That's
right.
My Twitter. That's my Instagram also. And then on Facebook, you can find me at aron.cosby. That's aron.cosby on Facebook. And y'all have
all right,
a nice
appreciate you. You too.
And I appreciate you back, brother.
All right.
Talk to you soon, Aron.
All right, Ms. Parker. Have a good night.
You too.
Ms. Ferguson, what's going on with you?
Nothing much. What's going on, everybody?
Ms. Ferguson, it's been too long.
I know, and I still have to send you a picture. I was thinking about that yesterday.
Okay, I'm still waiting.
I was sending it this evening. Don't worry, Ms. Parker.
Okay.
Well, it's been a long time.
I'm just happy to hear that you. I'm just happy to hear you liked it. That's all.
I'm telling you, and it looks just like me, but you'd be like, Tamara.
That's good.
I love it.
Sorry, we went outside.
I'm
outside.
This is something that
they've
been in the apartment talking about for weeks. And so now, yeah. But anyway, I have so much to tell you guys about, and I hope that this is helpful for everybody because it sure was helpful for me. So I'll just dive right into it. The Limited, I'm not sure how long the sale is lasting for, but they're having a sale. And if you shop now, you can get 40% off of their original prices, and that's in stores and online. And so basically what you can start doing is gearing up for the fall. If you haven't started already, I know I have, but, you know, some people are a little late, and, you know, some people wait for the end of season sales, but this is a pretty good one because they're giving 40% off of the original prices. So if you can shop online and in stores, and if you're shopping online, you need to use code SHOP40. Today only at J. Crew, you can enjoy 25% off, plus get free shipping on your purchase of $150 or more. And that's in all J. Crew stores, and you can do this online because, of course, it's too late to shop in the stores. And that's today only, so it ends at midnight. I'm not sure if anybody...
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, it's on the website, though. I put it on the website earlier today, so make sure you check out my site because I usually post it. Post the sales on Mondays. Maybe I try to do it before 4 o'clock, but that's
okay.
Usually, yeah. So just make sure you check it out. Casper Outlet Stores, their sale hasn't started yet. It's going to start on the 3rd. But I'm not sure if anybody's job hunting or if you just wear suits to work. But Casper has a pretty good lineup of suits. I mean, I love it. They last long. They're great quality. You know, and not only that, but, you know, a lot of times us girls, you know, especially shapely girls, they have problems with being a different size up top than they do at the bottom. And Casper sells separate. And it's contemporary. I wear it to work. You know, I love it. So I'm just saying, they're at the outlet stores are having a sale. Shop now, you can get an extra 25% off of suits and separates. And this is their Columbus Day event. So it's going to be lasting through from I think, Wednesday until the 10th, so until the following Wednesday for Columbus Day. So that might be something that you want to check out if you're interested in. Of course, this is only if you're interested in, like, career wear. If you're not interested in career wear, then believe you me, Casper is not for you. Bloomingdale's is in the final hours of their friends and family event. So if you shop now, you can get 20% off of regular and sale price items. And if you're shopping online, you need to use code FRIENDS12. And, of course, the thing about Bloomingdale's is that when they discount something, they really discount something. So if it's, I believe that if it's like, you know, they used to do like a 30 to 40% off, an extra 30 to 40% off, and you can get an additional 20% off of that if you're shopping on the clearance. So I would definitely try to check it out online. My advice to everybody, I wasn't able to tell you guys about this sale because, of course, I haven't been on for a few weeks, rather. And But usually you can get the best prices in Bloomingdale in the actual store. I always think the prices are better in the store. So, you know, if you're in a tight spot and you have to shop online, that's fine. You can still play. But you'll definitely save more if you've gone down to Perimeter Mall. There's only one in Atlanta now. Go down to Perimeter Mall and just look around because you can always save more in the store. All right?
That's good advice.
I'm sorry?
I said that's good advice because you'll be able to find more additional sales on top of the regular sales.
You definitely can. And I also think that I always thought that the selection is a little bit bigger, too, when you go to the store because when you go, and it seems like it would be the exact opposite, but that's not the case for whatever reason. I have no idea why, but I've always found that the selection was bigger. I'm sorry, I said Perimeter Mall, you guys. I'm at Lenox. I'm so sorry about that. So, that's what I said before. There's only one in Atlanta, and it's at Lenox Mall. But, they always have a big collection, and I'm talking about all types of designer and non-designer if you're not into that sort of thing. And I'm telling you, I've gotten dresses from Bloomingdale. You know, a lot of people are intimidated by the name because they think it's like all high-end and hoity-toity. Believe you me, that's not me. I've gotten dresses from and tops from Bloomingdale for like $10. I mean, seriously, whole outfits. So you can definitely save a lot of money there. You just have to know where to look and what you're doing. The Gap, Banana Republic, and Old Navy. I know I tell you guys about this stuff all the time because they're all one big group. They all fall under one umbrella along with Pipeline. Although Pipeline is not included in the sale. But if you shop at the Gap, Banana Republic, or Old Navy, you can get 30% off of your purchase. Or if you have a Gap, Banana Republic, or Old Navy card, you can get 35% off of your purchase. This is an online-only event, so I just want to make sure that I tell you guys. So when you're shopping, if you want the 30 or 35%, just make sure to use code THANK YOU. And Banana Republic, Gap, and Old Navy always give free shipping on orders of $50 or more. So just keep that in mind when you're shopping. And I usually try to shop at places that give you free shipping. That's just a rule. I don't feel like I have to pay more than the price to get my merchandise. That's how I feel. I mean, I have paid shipping and handling, but I prefer not to. So I usually try to frequent the stores online that give free shipping or if they have some type of free shipping event. And they usually do a lot of that around Thanksgiving or Christmas and Valentine's Day. But, you know, that's always good to know. Banana Republic, Gap, and Old Navy, they're always giving free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Nine West. They're having a buy one, get one 50% off the second pair sale. And, of course, they're also giving free shipping on any purchase, so I just don't need to mention that, too. I'm not really a big Kate Spade fan, but her stuff really goes on sale, so I wanted to tell you guys about this. KateSpade.com, if you shop there now, you can get 20% off of any full-price item if you use code GODOTTY, and that's GODOTTY. Like I said, you know, to each his own. If you like K-State, great. You can go and shop. But they're giving 20% off of full-priced items. Anklein, this is another place that's great for any type of office or career wear. Anklein is also having a friends and family sale. And if you shop there now, you can get 30% off of everything. That's clearance items, that's sale items, and that's regular-priced items, everything. And you have to hurry and shop because the sale ends today. And last but not least, I know I tell you guys about last call named Marcus all the time, but they're having yet another sale. And if you're interested in designer items, that's why I'm mentioning this. They're having a sale, and if you shop now, you can get 30% off of shoes, apparel, handbags, jewelry, the whole nine. And this sale also ends tonight at midnight, so you need to hurry up and shop. Okay, all right. That's all I have, you guys. Yeah.
And they can follow this on budgetshopaholic.com as link on our Facebook page. Thank you, Janera, as always, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Thanks, Janera. Right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Talk to you later,
partner. Okay.
Briefly, what's going on in entertainment news?
I know the BET Awards was this weekend. I heard I wasn't in town, but I heard there were some fights and that Young Jeezy and Rick Ross were fighting backstage. I would give anything to find out why. And, you know, I heard it was a lot of fighting, shootings going on at the different clubs.
Right.
So, I guess I'll leave it at that since I don't have too much additional information on that. Tyler Perry just released a statement a few minutes ago that him and Oprah are joining, he's joining OWN. So
really?
I guess they're going to be partners, and he's going to start, he's going to show or produce movies and shows for her, for that channel, or he's going to show his old stuff on there, I'm not sure, but he said that we're OWN and I, Oprah and I are joining forces, partners on OWN, whatever that means.
Okay, that'll be interesting. Yeah,
very interesting. I can't wait to find out more, so we'll definitely see what happens with that. I can keep going if you need me to, but I know we're running out of time. So do you want to go ahead and move?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and move forward. I know you're about to fall off. I know you've had a long week. So thanks again, Ms. Parker. And I will talk to you again next week too, okay? All right?
Nope, no problem at all. Talk to you later.
Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Chef E.O. Quinn. We'll be right back after this.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Chicago, Illinois native Chef E.O. Quinn recognized his passion for cooking while growing up surrounded by family members who loved to cook. His mother, Margie O'Quinn, felt it was very important for his sons to be able to cook for themselves. So his informal training began at home in his mother's kitchen. Chef E. attended Le Cordon Bleu College in Chicago, and has been working in culinary arts field for the past 9 years and has been catering since 2005. Please help me welcome to the show, Chef E. O'Quinn. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Steven?
How you doing? Thank you for being on tonight.
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you started as a child, in your mother's kitchen. Prior to that, did you have any other kind of passion for cooking, or was there anything you ever wanted to do?
Well, as a kid, I always thought that I would probably end up in the music industry. I used to want to write songs and produce music. But, just having such a heavy influence of cooking in my household, God and everything else in the universe kind of led me to that. So I figured I'd just better follow.
I hear that. So eventually you went on and attended the prestigious Cordon Bleu College in Chicago. How did that education influence or enhance your cooking style?
It definitely helped me become more articulate, have a better understanding of why certain things are done. I have a lot of friends and associates who come and ask me, should they go to culinary art school because they've been cooking or they worked in restaurants. And I definitely always say yes because I learned so much. And you, like the first day through the door, you're cooking instantaneously. And because there's a science to cooking, so you're always learning something that you don't get from home.
Did it broaden the types of food you were able, or meals you were able to prepare? Like, did it, if you went from making maybe soul foods, now you can make, all different types. Did you learn that there?
Most definitely. I got some training with, because a lot of my teachers were like Italian or Asian, and they definitely, heavy influenced my skills in order to be able to cook those cuisines as well. But I'm the type of person, like, I have a vast group of friends. Like, I have some friends who are Hispanic and some friends who are Asian, and I'm always trying to get in the kitchen with their mothers because I want to know how to do it authentically, because everybody doesn't get that. So.
Yeah, that's true. So tell us about CEO Catering. What made you establish that, and tell us about some of the things that you're doing with that.
It just came about having a passion for food. I necessarily didn't want to work in a restaurant, and I wanted to be able to pick and choose the events that I cooked for. So I just thought that I would branch out on my own and start my own catering company. It was something that my mom and my grandmother always wanted to do, so I just decided to take the wheel.
Okay.
And do it, but they do help me sometimes, you know, being just a single chef, and some of
right,
the events
yeah.
are larger than I can do on my own. So.
Now, you catered an event for, at that time, Senator Barack Obama. Talk about that event.
It was for Barack when he was running for his Senate seat. A friend of mine was working the campaign, and he reached out to me. He knew and had been at some of the events that I had done before, and just liked my presentation. So he reached out to me, and I was ecstatic to do the event. Even though he wasn't President Obama yet, I just felt like he always had a presence that, you know, made people gravitate towards him, and you knew like there was something there with him even when I met him. I felt the sincerity from him. I feel that he really, really cares about the people and wants to make a change in the world. I think we just have to bear with him and do what we need to do in order to help him achieve those goals.
I hear that. Well, you know, I was watching R&B Divas last week, and you know, we've had several of the cast on our show, and I know that the Faith had some of the girls over for some drinks and some catered cooking, and I saw the person that catered the food was you. Tell us your relationship with those ladies.
It was very awesome. All of the ladies were, like, extremely nice to me. First, I do want to thank Faith for having me on the show.
The food was really good, by the way. I want to tell you that. Go ahead.
Thank you. But it was very awesome. You know, it was the first time I ever done anything for television. I was super duper nervous. The ladies made me feel very welcome and warm and were nice and, you know, let me know how much they love my food. So. That kind of eased the nerve being on television. But it was definitely a great experience. Gave me a little light, you know, and for people to be able to see my ability on the things that I am able to do. So,
do you feel more pressured when you have maybe a celebrity client or a high-end client as opposed to just like, you know, normal cooking for your friends? Do you feel more pressure, or are you confident that, well, I already know I can cook because it'll be good regardless? How do you feel?
I think it depends on who it is. Like, I have a list of people that I definitely, like, would love to be able to cook for, you know, over the years of my career. I've knocked two of those people out. That was Barack Obama and Faith Evans. And I was definitely nervous, you know, cooking for them because I'm a big fan of both of theirs. There's other people that I've cooked for, and I definitely am not like someone that just knows, you know, that that it's going to be like my food is going to be like the best thing that they've ever had. And you're always nervous to know what people think, but, you know, I haven't, you know, had a bad track record yet, so I guess that speaks, you know, for itself. So.
Absolutely. What advice would you give aspiring chefs trying to break into this industry, this multi-million-dollar industry?
I would definitely tell them to make sure, like, it's something that they're passionate about. You know, it's not something that pays a lot initially when you come into the business.
Right,
but
yeah.
if you work hard, you know, develop your craft, if you happen to go to school, you know, pay attention, everything that you learn there is going to come back, you know, eventually one day, and you're going to be like, oh, you know, I remember this, or you might remember the way that one of your instructors taught you how to do something, and you take that, and then you can develop something that becomes your own style. So I would definitely say pay attention. You know, reach out to other chefs, you know, try to see if there's someone who can give you a little guidance. and definitely just know that you have a passion for food. Just be willing to take, you know, taste, go out, try different restaurants, and be open-minded.
I heard that. Well, someone told me to tell you, they heard you were coming on the show, and they wanted to tell you that they want to know when can they start sampling the food before they buy it, and they said you would know what it was that asked that. So, well, listen, I want to thank you for being on tonight, and for more information about Chef E and CEO Catering, please visit www.c-e-o-catering.com. Thanks again, man. Have a great night, okay?
You too. Thank you for having me, Stephen.
No problem. We'll be right back after this.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Lyric was born on the south side of Flint, Michigan, where he started producing music around the age of 13. He was first introduced into the world of music by his older sisters, who were always singing and listening to 90s-style R&B and soul. He started mocking and imitating them until he later found his own style and comfort for music. Senior year of high school, Lyric made an audition tape playing his brass baritone, trying to earn a music scholarship for the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. He studied music, sound, recording, technology for 2 years. He later moved back to Michigan and searched for ways to make his own living making music. He writes, produced his own songs, and currently is working on his album now entitled Mixed Emotion, where his two singles, Come Home and Arms Wide Open, are featured. Please help me welcome to the show, Lyric. What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. You know, I had already had the show down pat, and Chike had sent me your song, I believe it's called How Do You Want It?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God, I got to get this dude on my show. I love the sound. I love the song. It definitely gave you that real R&B sound that everyone says is missing from you today. So I'm definitely glad to have you on tonight.
I appreciate it.
No problem at all, no problem at all. Tell me, you fell in love with music at an early age. Who were some of your early influences?
As in R&B artist that was already out, or as in...
Right, yeah.
Well, probably, you know, New Edition, Joe Thomas, of course, Michael Jackson, you know, the Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listened to Jackson 5.
Exactly.
Probably probably just Joe. I like to imitate. I like Joe. You know what I mean? He got a he's a smooth cat. You know what I mean? And he stayed true to R&B. You know.
Yeah. What made you decide to fully pursue music? And you know, went to school for it and everything. What made you really decide to take that jump?
Well, I've always been in music since like probably third or fourth grade. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always been a part of music, but so like going solo and being a solo artist, and focusing more on singing, you know, vocals and everything like that. I started like maybe a year, maybe 2 years ago, and you know, started taking myself more serious on singing and becoming an artist.
Okay. Now, how would you best describe your music?
Smooth R&B, you know, for the ladies. Yeah, anything for the ladies. That's actually what I entitled my four track demo. It's called For the Ladies. It's out now. And it's for the ladies.
Okay. And a lot of people, you know, they say that real R&B is gone. You know, I know a lot of artists, you know, you see the reality shows like R&B Divas and whatnot, they're trying to bring it back.
Right.
What are your thoughts on music today, especially R&B music today?
I seen when they was talking about that too. I watched it. Today, I mean, I don't really like all that auto-tune stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's, some people can make it sound good. You know what I mean? It's not for everybody. You know, I'm not knocking that type of style or anything like that, but I'm still in love with the 90s style of music. You know what I mean? I still like that feel, that soulful feel. You know,
right.
You know, but I'm not knocking anybody and what they want to do, but that's just not me. You know, that's not me.
I hear that. Are there any artists out that are currently out now that that you're feeling what they're doing musically?
Avant,
mm-hmm.
Joe. I like Joe's new album. I didn't get to listen to the whole album, but. That's pretty hot. R. Kelly. You know what I mean? Everybody got like R. Kelly. Everybody got like R. Kelly. I don't care what they say about him. You know what I mean? He's still, you know, got that R&B still. He can write. He's a writer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
He can make you feel a certain way.
Right, exactly. And he can do it on different levels. You know what I mean? He can talk about being in the club, talking about. I can fly, you know what I mean?
Maybe he can go to gospel music and talk about how you want to be with the Lord, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, you know, the music industry, we all heard the story, it's going to be very cutthroat. What do you think a person needs to make it in this industry? What are the tools they need?
Hard work, man. Hard work, dedication, and, you know, that will. You gotta be able to just put everything aside because you're going to have haters out here. You're going to have people that's mm-hmm. going to be like, hey, I like this, or I don't like this. You should do this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, I mean, they're going to come and go, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't going to like your music, so you just got to be able to humble yourself and take everything in. I've been learning that, you know, the hard way.
Right.
I've been learning that, man. You're just going to have to, you know, just take it all in and harness it and use it. You know, use all of what they're saying, the negative and the positive, just harness it and put it into something positive. That's what you're doing, you know.
I heard that. What can we expect on Mixed Emotion?
Like I said, probably.
I know it's gonna be for the ladies.
You know, it's gonna be for the ladies.
Right.
It's gonna be some smooth R&B. It's gonna be probably a few party songs. You know what I mean? But it's basically, I entitled it Mixed Emotion because that's basically it. You know, it's going to be sad songs. It's going to be inspirational songs. It's going to be love songs. But it's all going to be not my mixed emotions. You know what I mean? Not necessarily.
Right,
it's going to make you think like, wow, I got mixed emotions about this or this female or this male or whatever.
What inspires you when you write your songs?
Oh, man, everything. Everything, my friends, relationships I've been through, relationships that I see people go through, you know, stories that people tell me, things I read about, you know, everything.
So, yeah, you just pull from different things?
Yeah, what I just pull from everywhere, man. And I'm not to cut you off. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, I got a co-writer too, man. He's also helping me, Dequan Allen. He's my partner, man.
Okay.
He's actually helping me. He's one of my writers too, and we kind of collab together, man, on the things that we've been through, you know, the relationships we've been through, and you know, things of that nature.
Do you find it cathartic when you're able to write about stuff that you actually go through yourself, because it's more real?
Yeah, actually I do. I just wrote a song for my grandmother, man. She just passed. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
That was really hard, you know. I shed tears, you know, writing that song. But it was,
I can imagine.
It's a beautiful song. I can't wait to put it out, you know what I mean?
What's it called?
But it's called Ma. It's called Ma, You Are My Blessing. Because that's what we used to call my grandmother, Ma, You Are My Blessing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's really nice, man. You're gonna like it.
Can't wait to hear that. So talk about How Do You Want It.
How Do You Want It?
Yeah.
It's a bedroom song, man. It's a bedroom song. it's basically, I want to know, you know. I want to get in there, and I want to know what kind of love you want me to give you. You know, what kind of, how you want it. How do you want it?
How do you need it?
Tell me, because I'm not going to do anything you don't want me to do. That's basically grown folk music.
It's grown for me. It definitely is. We're gonna hear it in the next half hour. But you know, I know women. When I was in college and growing up, I used to always sing to the ladies. You know what I mean? I used to use that, you know, as a way of pulling them in. Do you use your vocal talent to get women with the ladies?
Everybody say that. I really don't. You know what I mean? I really don't. They don't know that until maybe a second or third date. You know what I mean?
Because
I don't want to.
You're not one of those that's just playing your CD on the first date kind of thing?
I mean, if they find out, you know, that's what they see me at a show or something, then, you know, and they automatically know, then they want a CD. So, but I don't be like, hey, you know, listen to my CD. But,
I hear that. Well, listen, man, where can people find you online?
Oh, man, you can find me on Twitter, man, Lyric_SLB, or Facebook, just type in Lyric Brewer, LYRICK, last name Brewer, BREWER, on Reverb Nation, ReverbNation.com/Lyric SLB, that's LYRICK SLB, and SoundCloud, you know.
Yeah,
just Google
me,
man. All that stuff will come up. Just Google me.
I heard that, man. Well, listen, I want to thank you for being on the show. And again, we'll be playing your song in the next half hour. So much success to you, okay?
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back to Stephen's playlist.
OTM. Got it going on. There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the VJs. They can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going.
To EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM. Got it going on.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Quick program notes. Next week, if you remember from last year, we you know, our show was nominated for ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards this year for Best Internet Radio Show, and I'm nominated as well, you know, for my music. And last year we aired live, we broadcast live from the nomination party. So we'll be doing that again this next week, next Monday, and I will be helping present some of the, announce some of the nominees, people who actually got nominated for categories. So definitely tune in next week for all coverage on that. Then also we know the election is coming up. We are less than 5 weeks, I believe, from election. Make sure you register to vote. Utilize your right. People gave their lives so that you all could utilize their vote. So definitely do that. And I'll be having another follow-up show. If you remember, we had a discussion about the candidates, about this year's election, and we're going to do a follow-up after the debate. So know what's going on. Let your voice be heard. But now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country who want to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist. Tonight our playlist features songs from both independent and major artists, including Frank Ocean, Miguel, Lyric, who we just spoke to, and Drake. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. All songs must be edited for radio, meaning no curses. We definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is a new duet featuring unheard vocals by the late, great Whitney Houston, featuring R. Kelly, entitled I Look to You. Check it out and enjoy Stephen Sinclair.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun, after all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you.
7, and I'm thinking about him, 8 minutes ago it was all okay, yeah, I wish the year was just missing one day, I'm wishing I could forget it, cause it's still so hard to live with it, I'm coming to the song playing in my head when I first met you, and I'm looking through the pictures in a shoebox under my bed, and I swear, every conversation that I have, someone brings up your name, just this one day, I don't know, maybe if I bought a plane, I could be the sunrise, better yet grab a hammer, and start breaking the clock, those damn clocks, no, I don't wanna think about them, I don't wanna dream about them, I don't wanna talk about them, I don't wanna call them, this day doesn't even exist, I keep praying it won't exist no more, click, click in my heels, wishing it was today, wish it could've been Tuesday, just not today, could've been Wednesday, just not today. About him, thinking about him, walking on 40 seconds trying to clear my brain, you know, he packed his luggage and he left, but some of it still remains, so for 24 hours I'll be sitting and staring at his baggage in my space, humming to the song playing in my head when I first met you, and I'm looking through the pictures in a shoebox under my bed, and I swear, every conversation that I have, someone brings up your name, just this one day. Just not today, could've been Wednesday, just not today. I'm clicking my heels, wishing away. different from my niggas serving it by the telly. The venues in Manchester just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck are you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. That shit's embarrassing. Even bring up these niggas, make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a bitch to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150. You niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit is crazy, and I don't know if speaking on it helps. This is shit that's on my mind. I just keep it to myself, you know.
Can't you talk to me?
I can't pop love. me was where you want it. Better yet, just point the spot. Promise I won't disappoint it. Ain't no need to talk. You said enough. Girl, stop teasing me. It's about that time that I got your love.
Are you ready
for what I've got in store? You better tie your hair up nice and tight, cause I'm a dog.
So get ready.
Broken, so we had to sell her. Let it know she can.
Why you worry about that other hoe? Cause that other hoe worry about another hoe. Yeah, you say it's over, but you still fussing. You just clumsy, always tripping over nothing. That other brother, just that other dude. I give her space and give you the mothership. We can't let her tell on what we built. I told you if you got it, I didn't, I'll be your seatbelt. In sickness and in health, a rich poor, and I stay rich. But love is a beautiful thing. And I'm riding with a girl named Keisha. Smoking on.
Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep it warm and in a chinchilla. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week. You're my five-course
baby,
meal for real.
that was Steven's playlist. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I want to give a special shout-out to chef and owner of CEO Catering, Chef E.O. Quinn, and then another shout-out to R&B Soul Singer Lyric. There are links to where you can find out more about both of those two gentlemen on our Facebook page, The Steven Knight Show. Check us out. Next week we're live at the ATL Hottest Entertainment Nominations Party. Wish us luck, y'all. We're nominated for awards. I'm nominated for 2 awards. Anyway, have a great week. God bless.
Hang all the mistletoe.